This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Well done. Well done, Al. The heat is on, Little Beverly Hills Cop. Now, this one, I believe, is when... Is this when they were in the with the stolen cigarettes in the truck?
Man, it's been so long.
This is the beginning of the first one when he gets busted trying to make the deal.
I always loved his Letterman jacket, the Detroit jacket he had.
So did I.
I always thought it was cool.
And he went on, they brought that back for the fourth one, I believe.
Okay.
But every time he would go on with like Letterman and stuff, he would have that jacket.
Yeah, I loved that jacket.
Very, very cool. Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo, built Ford Tubbs Studio. We are going to talk about the Mets and the Yankees, but dude, you're an author. Like, what the hell?
Yes, man.
You're an author.
Thank you for the pub. Me and my wife wrote a book called Faith and Fertility. We had a hell of an IVF journey, and it's a little bit of a love story. It's a love story, our faith, and the process of going through IVF, which was a lot. My wife endured 8 miscarriages during this process, and it was a lot from us as a couple, but also as a family. And one of the things we took away from writing this book, and I've said this out loud many a times, when you go into these IVF clinics, you run into couples from all walks of life. And we were running into couples who were showing up, I mean, dressed to the nines. I mean, you just tell these people had money and they were well cultured and traveled. And the one thing their money couldn't buy them was a child.
Yep.
And that was heartbreaking. And there were so many couples that we left in those rooms who were there years after year after year, just hoping for that one child. And you know, we were fortunate, and by the grace of God, to have 2 children. It was a long journey. It was a lot. The process on both of dealing with it, because I was still playing when we were going through this. My last couple of years with the Jets. And it was a lot for me because I didn't, you know, I was, you know, really venturing into the part of like what's next for Willie Colon outside the field, on top of trying to have a child with the woman I love, my wife, on top of watching her go through, you know, going through these injections, going through the process of implanting the seed and everything that kind of went on with that. And there are a lot of women who are in couples altogether, because it is a joint venture, so to speak. But there's a lot that goes into it, man, and not just the cost, which is brutal, but what the woman goes through trying to get a child, to achieve a child. So it's an awesome book. I hope a lot of people dive into it. You can find it on Amazon, and my wife and I both kind of pour our, you know, we become very vulnerable in the book, and where we talk about our trials and tribulations, but also how we linked on our faith to get through it all. And it's an awesome book. I love it. You know, it's raw, it's vulnerable, it's real. There's a lot of big chapters where my wife is really kind of exposes, you know, what she went through and how she went through it, and but was able to overcome each and every step. And we were fortunate to have a good family to kind of hold us up when we were at our lowest. And like I said, I think our faith and not only in each other, but through the process, because we were told, you know, we sat down with many doctors who said, hey, man, you should start looking into getting a donor. This is impossible for you guys. And it wasn't, you know, we were, because who we are as a couple, we started talking to other couples about trying to have a child. And we learned that many other couples had gone or either have went through IVF or going through IVF. And so sometimes going talking about IVF in public amongst people that you necessarily don't have a relationship with, it's personal. And we found ourselves talking to couples who have went through many, who went through the process and kind of held it tight to the chest, but they found a sense of relief because they were able to talk it through, talk about it with us. So this book, we wanted to be build a bridge for a lot of couples who do want to have a child, who don't know what the IVF process is, or who have been told, hey, you may have to seek another option. And, you know, this kind of alludes to what we went through, had to go through, and our faith and our relationship with multiple doctors and how we grew as a couple and how we continue to grow with through it all.
Well, congratulations. The book looks great, and Amazon is where you find it. So
yes,
good luck with it.
I want to, my wife, I know she's texting me. She's like, you idiot, you're missing out some. but, you know, it's a little bit about her side, my side, but most importantly, our faith. We're a big believer. We're big believers in our Lord and Savior. So, and he carried us through all of it.
Good luck with it.
Thank you, babe.
It's very well put together. That's for damn sure. So good luck. All right. Weird transition, but from that to this is what it is. We do have the baseball back tonight. We haven't talked about this at all. It's been mostly football.
It's been fun.
And real quick, and then I promise the someone asked said to me to ask you about the Bucky Beaver suit.
Oh yeah, there is a suit.
Come on,
there's
like a shirt.
You can buy a suit.
You can buy slippers. Suit. You can buy slippers. They have cooking wear. This thing is amazing.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah,
they have a suit at a convenience store.
Oh, people! I mean, Al would. Al would not buy the Bucky suit.
But it's a suit with the Bucky logo on it.
It's riddled with like the suit and pants. It has Bucky logo all over. Yeah.
I wear that to Boomer's next black tie affair.
There you go.
I lightweight want to buy it for you just so you can do it.
Oh, yeah. Very funny. All right, well, there you go. Ask the answer. So, yeah, we talked about Bucky's. We talked about some other stuff. This weekend, you know, is not going to make or break a season. No series until you get to the very end where if you're a couple of games out, a couple of games in front can make or break a season. But, you know, when you look at two fan bases with the Mets and the Yankees, the Yankees got out of Texas with a win after playing lousy, giving games away. The Mets are riding this losing streak, can't seem to score. The one game I will continue to point to that they need to get away from and kind of turn the page was that Friday night game against the Giants where it was set up for them to win. The place in Citi Field was in a frenzy. They came up small, didn't do it, wound up losing in extra innings, and they just haven't played well since. They're not scoring runs. The Mets now go into a place in Milwaukee where, you know, obviously they won the playoff series last year. The home run Alonso off Devin Williams, ironically enough. But the Brewers are playing as good as anybody in baseball right now.
One of the best teams of baseball.
100%. Yeah. And the Mets are playing lousy. They have got to figure out a way. Forget winning the series, sweeping the series. They got to figure out a way to win a game.
They need momentum, right?
Something. They need something. You know, because after, you know, you look back, they swept the Giants in San Francisco. They have a nice winning streak. The Giants come in. They should have won that come from behind game on Friday night. The winning streak would have continued. Who knows the way the weekend goes if they win that game?
Yeah.
They don't. They haven't won since. You get swept by Cleveland, who's playing much better baseball than they were, let's say, 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Well, Clay Holmes, I thought, gave him a good start, even though he didn't get past five innings.
But that's the problem.
But that's the problem with all their starts.
Correct.
We can't get more than five innings out of these guys. I think they're averaging like 4.7 in innings. But nevertheless, man, it also falls on Alonso and Lindor and Soto. Like, we need them, we need them to kind of come alive, and we haven't gotten that. So, yeah, we could pepper it around as far as the blame, but it really comes down to our stars showing up.
I do agree. I do think it's more of a collective fail, but in the short term, right now, it is those three that are not hitting. Alonso had the 1-4-for-4 game that we talked about. Yep. That was the Cleveland game, a game they could have won. They don't, and he had an opportunity to win it, didn't. But at least he was 4-for-4 up to that point where they've really done nothing offensively. You can put a lot of this on Soto's shoulders for still not really finding a rhythm to win games. Lindor has been average at best now.
Can I ask you a side question? I apologize for cutting you off. Do you think, and this may be a little off the path, do you think the Mets need to hire J.D. Martinez to be a pitcher to hitting be a hitting coach.
No.
To kind of help these guys out.
No.
No.
Juan Soto didn't forget how to hit. Francisco Lindor didn't forget how to hit. Do I think Lindor has been bothered or hampered by the toe injury he suffered? Yeah, I do.
Right.
I also commend him for fighting through it and playing through it, but he also hasn't been the same player. And that's both on the field and in the batter's box. Like, his defense this year has been, for his standard, not as good as it's been. He's still been as good as anybody defensively in baseball, or at least right up there, but he hasn't been Francisco Lindor-like for the entirety of the year in the field. Certainly isn't hitting now. Alonso, so hot to start the season, so up and down since. Soto's been, aside from the nice month of June, where, oh, by the way, they rarely won games.
Yeah.
As good as he was, they didn't win much. It's just been those three have been a problem. Brandon Nimmo at times, you know, hot and cold. The problem for this team, at least for me, is threefold. One, those four guys seem to slump and, for the most part, hit at the same times. When they all slump, they all slump, aside from the June with Soto. And when they're all good, which is great. They have a pitching, starting rotation of guys that cannot get deep into games. You're taxing a bullpen. Every night, the bullpen's got to get out literally 12 guys. You got to get 12 outs every single night because, heaven forbid, they get a starter that goes six or seven innings. I think Peterson had the complete game. He went eight another time. Like, that's it. And it's hard. And then when you look at, you know, the deals they made at the deadline by shoring up the bullpen, that's great, but you got to get to the bullpen with a lead. So there's a lot of different things plaguing this team. Oh, and they don't hit with runners in scoring position as
a team.
So
what's the answer? So what's the answer for Frankie?
The answer for this team, for Lindor?
No, I mean, I'm talking about Montes. Like, are you, like, how
please,
do
I, no, please.
Don't even bring him.
He's a fifth starter.
Yeah.
Now, would I like to see them bring up one of these kids? Yes, I would. I would like to see them.
Sprout.
Yeah, the Brandon Sprout kid is supposed to be.
Yeah.
You've got two that are supposedly ready to go. What they're waiting for, I don't know. I know they gave Montas 2 years guaranteed money.
Yes.
I understand that. But I also see a season that's kind of spiraling the wrong way, and you want it to change, like, now.
But and this is why I love the Sal clip so much, when he's telling everybody to relax,
sure.
Because, listen, they're in second place, right? And they have enough tools right now.
But I will tell you right now,
this thing around.
The Phillies are a better team right now. They might be only 2.5 back. The Phillies are a better team right now. They've got a guy on Kyle Schwarber who is mashing the baseball. If Zach Wheeler is healthy, I'm not sure he's 100% healthy right now, but if he's healthy, he's a guy that wants to go out there and throw 8 or 9 innings every time he takes the ball. I just think the Phillies are better right now. Doesn't mean the Mets won't be come the end of August or in September. Right now, the Phillies are better. Right now, the Brewers are better. Right now, the Cubs are better. What I thought 2 months ago is thinking the Mets were the best team in the National League, I don't think that anymore. I just don't.
Solely because of the slump.
Correct. Well, it's long. You know, a slump
is one
thing.
Well, I think for me, it's the pitching. You can't get more than 5 out of these guys. That's brutal.
How many guys? They've had series where they will go 3 for 30 with runners in scoring position.
Yeah.
You're not winning games that way. So, it's problematic. Am I panicking? No. Do I think the season's over? No. Do I think they're going to make the playoffs? Sure, I just feel.
But the problem is,
answer my own question.
Yeah, but the problem is when you look at this roster, you think they should be in a lot better position,
not.
And they're not.
And they're not.
I agree.
Brett Beatty has been up and down at best. Mark Vientos mostly down. Has hit a little bit of late, but not enough to.
I honestly think, in reference to Lindor, I don't think he has been the same since the toe.
He hasn't been, and I think
it's
getting better.
See, I think the opposite. I think it's in his head now.
Perhaps, but I think he's had a lot. Now I'll sound like Brandon. I think his hard hit rate has been better. Like, he's squared up some balls lately where he's starting to look more like himself. So I think he's getting healthier, and ultimately, if he is, they'll be okay. So there's no panic. That said, you got to go win some games, though.
I think when you look at this team and what they had to do last year, you talk about the game against Milwaukee, how they had to kind of crawl in and get in. I think the perception is, do they have that still in their wheelhouse to do it again this year?
I hope so.
You know, I think that's part of the anxiety. Can we do what we did last year? Because we were around this. We looked like this around. If you're a Mets fan, I'm talking about we.
Oh, sure.
If you're a Mets fan.
Terrible through June.
Correct.
Yep.
So you've been here before, but now you're looking like, can we do that again? And I think some Mets fans are like, I don't know.
Well, and here's the other question. At what point does Juan Soto look like what we saw last year with the Yankees? What does he look like? I know the year with the Padres wasn't great, but prior to that, very good. Like, is this just the off year? Is this the year? You know, Carlos Beltran, when he got here, was not great at first. Lindor was not great at first.
Well, I also think with Soto, the issue is he didn't have to be, he had to be the guy, but he wasn't forced to be the guy like Aaron Judge was supposed to be the guy. You know what I mean? Now this is solely on him.
But it's not, though.
To be that guy in clutch situations, and he hasn't delivered.
He hasn't, but he was last year, and I can make every case that Lindor and Alonso are just as important to the Mets as Judge was to the Yankees. Like, it's not like Soto went to a bad team and needed to rise them up.
Sure.
He needed to come and be the missing piece and fit in to a group that, last time I checked, was in the NLCS last year.
Yeah, that's fair, but I also think he's just a different dog with all the baggage he left from New York, meaning the Yankees, excuse me.
Perhaps.
Now he crossed the street, and everybody's like, oh, you got the check, deliver, but we don't need you just to deliver. We need you to deliver now in crutch situations, and he hasn't been that guy.
I don't think...
And I'm saying to myself, I think part of that is because of the expectations that he's dealing with being a Met.
You might be right. But I would say a lot of guys, there are some guys that when they're on a contract year, they press. And they don't do so great. Him in a contract year last year was phenomenal.
Oh, he was arguably up for MVP.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I don't think asking him to be I'm not saying maybe that level, but a version of that guy is asking too much.
We have a saying in football, it's hard to feed a full tick, meaning he's acquired so much, especially with the contract. Where's his motivation now? Because his motivation last year was the money.
Well,
his motivation last year was to be that guy in New York looking for the bag.
He better figure it out because he's got the bag for the next 15 years. Think about that.
I'm just saying, as a ball player who's been around other ball players who received the contract, it's hard to turn on that fire for guys.
I get it. See, I don't question that. I mean, I definitely questioned him going after the triple the other day, the Arias triple. Where he loafed after the ball, but more than that, just lobbed the ball in, allowing him to go from second to third, making a double into a triple. I think for the most part, he is stealing bases. A lot of people will say
he's active.
He's been active. He has done good things, but he hasn't been impactful. And think about the number, 20 of 26 home runs, solo home runs. That's why Evan was calling him Juan Solo yesterday, which I thought was very funny. I didn't know he came up with that. But that's what he's been.
Yeah.
And that's problematic. You want him hitting two run homers, three run homers. And then people will say, well, last year he had Aaron Judge behind him. All right, well, this year he's got Pete Alonso behind him.
Well, they also expect him to carry this team. Like, he was supposed to be a slump buster.
Slump buster. He shouldn't have to carry this team. They should be good enough that he should be fitting in beautifully and making it go. But I don't think... Like I said, he didn't come here to be the savior. They were a couple of wins away from going to the World Series last year.
Yeah, but I think every team goes through their slumps, and your superstar carries you out of those slumps. That's in my eyes, that's my expectation for him on this ball club. And it's not just about him not delivering. Like, even him in the press conference, he came out and said, he goes, I don't know what the problem is. Like, we're doing, and I've been in those situations.
It ain't happening.
Where you're doing everything you should do from a preparation standpoint to deliver, and you're just not getting it done. I think that's where he's like, I don't know what else I can do. I don't know what else we need to do.
Okay, so that comment right there when Sal says relax, that concerns me.
Okay.
Because if they're saying we don't know what the problem is.
Well, this is his words. He goes, I don't know what.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. To react to Sal, who says everybody chill out, it's going to be fine. Fair enough. But if I hear Juan Soto saying we don't know what the problem is, that's concerning. It's got to be concerning to them, let alone us.
Yeah, but he's not lying. He's being transparent.
Probably so.
And I prefer an athlete saying, hey, we're doing our due diligence. We're doing what we need to do to show up. We're just not getting enough out of what we have right now, and it's costing us games. And we're both sitting here saying, well, let's start with pitching, right? We can't get past five. It's killing us, taxing our bullpen. All three of our stars right now going through slumps, right? But we're preparing as we're going to get the job done. We're just not, you know, we're not seeing the crossing line, whatever I'm trying to say.
The finish line.
Finish line. Thank you. So it's, I don't know. I think Soto is trying his best, and we're not seeing his best. And I don't think he has an answer for it. And I think sometimes that happens from an athlete standpoint.
Yeah, well, it's happening up and down the order and way too much this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Well, you know it is because we've got like 5-6 nights of normal sleep ahead of us and a trip to California and, well, whatever we do in California.
That's all I've heard from you in reference to this trip. You look forward to the sleep. And yes. I imagine that's a plus for all you guys.
I would say every Friday morning when I wake up, the first thing I think of is normal sleep tonight.
Yeah.
That is a big deal. And then when there's a 3-day weekend or a 4 or 5-day weekend like this, in my head, it's like, wow, that's 5 nights of sleeping like a normal human being. That's very exciting to me at this stage of my life.
It's good for your mental.
It's good. It is good. I assume you guys are the same, no?
Yeah, but I get a normal amount of sleep, but, you know, going to sleep at 5:30.
Which is absurd.
Is not normal.
Oh, you shut it down that early.
Yeah, I need the straight sleep. So I 5:30 and then the alarm goes off 12:55.
Now we're down at 12:55. I thought it was 1:30.
No, it has been 1:30 for 10 years.
So when you wrap up here, you don't go try to crash a little bit so you don't have to go to sleep a little bit?
He goes to bed at 5:30.
I mean, after the show, what do you do after the show?
Well, it depends on the day. Like on Mondays, because I get sort of back to normal on the weekend. On Mondays, I'm exhausted. I go home, take a nap for a few hours, then get up,
and then go back to sleep at 5:30.
On a Monday, a little later, but not much.
Wow.
And then the whole cycle just starts again.
It's a bad cycle. It's not a great cycle.
Yeah, but even on the weekend, I'm up by 4:30 at the latest.
See, I'm not. I set an alarm for 6 o'clock. I could sleep. I know you guys get up. I still think it's the dog more so with you.
Yeah, for me, it's definitely the dogs. The dogs are the ones who wake me up.
Yep, same here.
Yeah, I don't have that issue. And if I didn't set the alarm, I might sleep till 8, 9 o'clock.
No shot. And but I still go to bed 9:30 on a 9:30.
Yeah, Fridays for me. Yeah, I'm usually drooling on myself by 9:30.
Yes.
So that is, Saturdays I could stay up
a little bit later,
but Fridays not so much. Exactly. All right, Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo, Built Ford Tough Studio, in for me to my right. One more time this morning is Chris Lopresti.
All right, sponsored by Primo Brands, the official water sponsor of MLB, Major League Baseball, trademarks used with permission. I got one more thing for Willie, and we did a last hour blast from the past. Good day for it with the baseball locals off yesterday. All right, so 2013 was your first year with the Jets, correct? Rex Ryan, head coach. So I'm just going to say week 3 preseason, Jets-Giants, the Snoopy Bowl. What do you remember about that night?
The game itself? I remember Mark Sanchez blowing his shoulder
open. There you go.
And shouldn't have played in the game.
What happened before Mark Sanchez blew his shoulder out. Do you recall that?
Yeah.
I can help you out if you don't.
No, I remember. So Mark wasn't supposed to play in the game. First of all, leading up to that week, there was a big discussion about, all right, who should start the season, Geno or Mark. Mark was having a way better camp than Geno.
Geno, a rookie.
Geno being a rookie. And there was, you know, Mark was told, hey, man, we want to see a lot out of Geno, so we want to let him take the bulk of it. Don't worry about it. You're down. So Mark usually takes an hour to prepare for the game, meaning getting his shoulder loose and doing his whole routine. He did not do that because he wasn't expected to play. Me and Mark are on the sideline talking about what we're going to do after this game, meaning hit the town, go have dinner and kind of party it up. So we're laughing about all that stuff. Rex comes running up the sideline and goes, hey, man, I think we're going to throw you in there. Just we want to win. We kind of just need a quick score and we'll get you back out. Mark is like, okay. Mark straps it up. He throws a couple touch patches, and gets out there and blows his shoulder. And that's the end of Mark Sanchez's career.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just from a few throws?
No. He got hit.
He got hit.
Backup offense.
He ran like a boot. It was like a waggle. And the guy, like, just nailed him. And that blew his shoulder open.
All right. And this is the part with Rex. So keep in mind, Geno's first start preseason. He throws three picks. And I think you're losing the game, correct?
We are losing, yeah.
So he goes to Sanchez because, you know, Rex and the Snoopy Bowl. And they end up winning in overtime, the Jets.
Yeah.
And this was how Rex, part of his opening comments in the postgame after the overtime win.
I'll take it. I don't care. I'm not apologizing for it. We'll take the win. Do we have to correct a lot of things? Absolutely. But I'd much rather do it after a win. We'll take Snoopy, too.
They had the trophy with Snoopy. Right. So that was obviously what was important to him.
Did he know about how... I remember this, but I don't. Did he know how serious the injury was?
We know he injured his shoulder. He's going to have to go for an MRI, get tests, so on and so forth. And then it got snippy with the reporters because they were trying to grill him on Sanchez going in the game. What about the competitions? Geno's still actually in this competition. And it was Manish Mehta of that Daily News at the time. And they were getting into it back and forth.
We will make the announcement of a starting quarterback when we think it's the appropriate time. Not when this person or this person or this person. Now, maybe that person, but that's about it.
You can't even say that he has a chance.
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country. I can answer it 100 times. Here, I'll stand backwards and answer the question. I'm going sideways. At the appropriate time, we'll make that the announcement when I think it's the appropriate time.
And it's interesting to hear you all these years later say Mark was told he was not going to play. Because that was not the story Rex told the media that night. And he's like, it was my decision, and I'm the one who makes the decision.
It was his decision to throw him in there.
Right. But as far as you said Mark was under the impression he wasn't going to play.
Yeah, look at it. I mean, go throw the tape back on.
Right.
His pads, like he had his jersey up. Wow. He was popping sunflower seeds. He wasn't expecting. It was the fourth quarter. So he's like, this is over.
But part of Rex in the press conference when they asked him about that was like, well, I'm the one who made the decision. So I'm probably the guy he should have been listening to. So he made it seem as if Mark wasn't told that he wasn't going to play. You follow what I'm saying on that? No, I'm not.
Yeah.
My point is, it backfired on him, and then I think he tried to play damage control with the media.
Sure.
You know? And then Mark ended up having to go for season-ending surgery.
Yeah.
Geno played his whole rookie year, and the rest is kind of history. One
last thing. Got any Weeb Eubank?
Before we move on, I used to have a field day with this guy, and this is part, you know, Geno, it flamed out quickly for him with the Jets. Let's keep in mind that this man here was his offensive coordinator for his first 2 years.
All right. Now, exciting time.
This is Marty.
I know I'm excited. Players are excited. You know, these first games, you know, crazy things happen. Some of the rookies, they'll be out of their minds with excitement.
He was a bit of a strange cat.
Marty was awesome.
Was he different with you guys? Because with us,
No,
those press
Marty.
Conferences were legendary.
He was really smart, been around the ball a long time.
A lot of stuttering. You could see the wheels turning in his head while he was trying to get words out.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a struggle.
Marty was great. I don't know what's the word I'm looking for. Marty just knew a lot of ball. I just don't know if he knew how to
articulate it.
The guys are in
Marty
my,
Morningweg. Yes.
They're
yes.
asking. And I know, and I just told them.
And the smoke was coming out of their ears and eyeballs and everything. All right. Last one.
Last one. Huh. He just was all over the map.
Yeah, Marty was great.
Yeah. I mean, I could see from an entertainment standpoint, but
he knew ball. You can't take that away from him.
Okay.
He knew ball.
Very good. You had 3 years. There was a lot packed in there for you with the Jets.
It was a lot. Yeah.
Well, we hit on a couple of the more memorable experiences.
And that's the next book.
Yeah, that's the next book.
3 years in hell.
All right. All right, flash forward to current day. We do have preseason openers for both teams coming up tomorrow. You got the Jets and the Packers tomorrow night at Lambeau Field. Giants, Bills tomorrow afternoon. That's a 1 o'clock kick. You will get Jaxson Dart's, you know, unofficial pro debut because, of course, the game doesn't count. He's going to play. Don't know if he'll start, but he's going to play to some extent, and he's obviously looking to make a good impression.
Football's football. Obviously, you're taking the next step, so you know, it's a little bit more advanced and just little details and whatnot and schematics. But at the end of the day, it's the same game that you're playing when you were a kid.
See if they can get him off to a little bit of a smoother start.
Be interesting, too. Like if he goes out there this preseason and his lights out, like the fans are going to be clamoring for this guy to play quickly.
What happened, you know, if that happens, what's Winston's role on this team, you know?
I don't
like
know.
He might be able to go somewhere else and play. Not that he's looking to leave, but it just becomes a little bit of a tricky spot where you've already got the veteran in Russell Wilson, and Dart's obviously the future.
Fair to say Tommy is wrong about Tommy DeVito?
What, wrong from what standpoint?
I mean, he's still out there saying he's the future.
Oh, yeah, is he?
Yeah, but if you're going to let a guy go, that's the guy you let go, because you do need stability on the back end of the season in case Russ doesn't work out and Dart possibly gets hurt. At least you still have a veteran quarterback who can carry you a couple games.
Yeah, we'll see how it all plays out. Baseball-wise, tonight, you got the Yankees back home to host the Astros. 6:25 coverage here on The Fan and the free Odyssey app. Cam Schlittler against Hunter Brown. Yanks 6.5 back of the Blue Jays atop the division. They've got the third wild card spot, though, as do the Mets, despite their recent struggles. They've dropped 4 straight, 7 out of 8, now going to face the hottest team in baseball, the Brewers, in Milwaukee. That'll be an 8:10 first pitch on Odyssey Mets Radio. Kodai Senga and Brandon Woodruff. Kind of cool tonight for only the second time in regular season history, Clayton Kershaw and Max Scherzer will hook up. Mm-hmm. You've got the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. The other matchup came all the way back on September 7th of 2008. And I'll take you to, I guess at the time it was Dodgers TV, Vin Scully kind of laying out what was supposed to happen that day versus what did end up happening that day.
Well, supposedly we were going to have two veterans. A 44-year-old Randy Johnson, he'll be 45 next week with all of his victories, 294. 42-year-old Greg Maddux with 354 victories. But under the headline and heading of the best laid plans of mice and men, we have a 24-year-old Scherzer with no wins and a 20-year-old Kershaw with 3. What a difference a day makes.
Kind of cool.
What a difference 18 years makes.
Yes, absolutely.
That is something.
Yes. Did you see the Knicks are bringing back their classic 90s white home jersey with the blue side panels?
Nope.
Okay, very good. That'll be the new City Edition Hardwood Classics Swingman uniform coming up.
Exciting.
This season. So if you're, for the Knicks fans out there, I know you're not. But
I am not.
Yeah. Why are you not excited about that?
Because he's a Knicks fan. But I just thought maybe you would have seen it on social media.
I did not.
Jalen Brunson posing in it. Looks pretty nice. Sharp, I'd say. So
very
that's kind of cool. I got to get the moment of the day. Maybe for you, I'll give you something you can ask Willie about unless you have something to finish the show food-wise.
Okay.
Did you see Heinz and Smoothie King hooked up on a new product that they're selling?
Heinz ketchup?
Ketchup and Smoothie King?
That's correct.
Oh, come on. Yeah. It can't be a ketchup smoothie.
It's a ketchup smoothie.
Oh,
yes.
That can't be real.
It stores Wednesday. It blends acai sorbet, strawberries, raspberries, apple juice, and Heinz's signature ketchup.
Sounds very healthy.
To create a sweet, tart taste. So social media went nuts a little bit. Smoothie King?
Yeah. My kids would love that.
Have I written to them?
Yeah, you like to write to companies.
No, I know.
Do you write to companies?
I do. Well, it's so easy now. You just go to the contact page. It's so great. Yeah, I will write to a company.
Who's the latest victim?
Google Photo Books.
Why? What'd they do?
Well, I made a book for the Montana trip, and it was not up to my standards.
Oh.
Okay. Did they refund your money?
They did.
Nice.
There you go.
Did they really?
That doesn't surprise me.
Very good.
They actually said, send us pictures of what you mean. And I sent them pictures, and they wrote back. They go, yeah, you're right.
That's great. Good for you.
So it's a win.
That's a win for me, yeah.
That's a win. Not very bad. Good.
It has a lot of wins with these companies. So about like 25%, which is
relentless.
Yeah. I did have one company where I wrote to a restaurant, and they wrote back, yeah, we didn't ask your opinion.
That's awesome. One person wrote of this ketchup smoothie, I quote, I fear these are the end of times, which is kind of funny. Whoever's promoting this for the various companies, you know, marketing-wise, quote, we landed on a savory sweet blend that celebrates the tomato in all its glory.
Okay.
So you can check that out for $5.70 for a limited time. Ooh. With that, let's get to moment of the day. Obviously, the Pebble Beach trip is upcoming. Willie's just kind of getting caught up to speed on what you guys are expecting and what's going on next week out there in California, especially for the guys behind the glass, Al and Eddie, who are not golfers. So you wanted to know if there were any drugs involved. Eddie was explaining he's got bad reactions with marijuana, and that led us down the path of what sort of wildlife the guys might encounter on their hiking trips next week in California.
Mountain lion, you have, if there's two of you and you both have like a walking stick or something, you have a chance.
A chance.
You have a walking stick, Al?
When's the last time you ran, Eddie?
It's 1988. Yeah.
maybe this trail thing isn't a good.
Oh, I've walked quickly.
As long as I can outrun Eddie, I'm okay.
That's fair. That's fair.
But it's different than the bear. You can't introduce yourself like we learned.
No. With the mountain lion, you just like, again, don't turn your back.
Don't turn your back.
Try to walk away, and if they come at you,
you're dead.
Swing what you got.
Great plan. Swing what you got. You two got nothing.
You got it. No, you got, if you have a.
Sounds like the times I used to come home drunk and my wife was.
You have a walking stick, you have at least a chance if they're not too hungry.
You're not.
I love that range that you just displayed.
You're not traveling with a walking stick.
No, I will
they
have
should
a
collapsible. It sounds like they need one.
No, I'll have a collapsible metal pole.
And Al has nothing.
You need a walking stick that turns into a sword. That's what you need.
Yeah, like or a gun. Al, there's two of them, so I will bring one for him as well.
Oh, two on one on the mountain lion.
And then he would, unless he's starving to death, he'll back down.
Okay. The mountain lion will back
really
down.
If it's really hungry, we're
two
dead.
Two of us with
two on
armed.
One. Okay.
If this mountain lion's looking at the two of you, and I'm going to be honest, you being the thicker of the two.
Yeah.
He's going to Thanksgiving on you. He can tell Al's a bad, like Al is
and,
a bad
and
guy.
And if Al stands sideways, he won't even see him.
So it's advantage Al in that situation.
I would say so.
And he's got his work cut out for him. So we'll see how that goes for them.
Very funny. All right, Chris. Thank you very much. Enjoy next week.
All right, fellas.
And we will see you when we are
Willie,
back.
I'll see you Monday, pal.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah.
It's the Boomerang Geo Podcast from WFAN.
All right, 9:52. It is Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Couple of things really to kind of wrap up on. This is an interesting call, which is why I'm going to take it.
Is this, by the way, real quick, Al, is this the same doctor with the Dave Sims news?
Yeah, he broke the Dave Sims news for us. Yeah.
And he's calling us this morning. Dr. Joseph in New York, what's
it
up?
It is the same doctor.
Nice. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Jerry, I want to say hello.
Hello.
But this call is mostly for Willie because, Willie, I loved, you know, watching you play football for all those seasons. But my question is, Willie Colon is exactly spelled the same way as Willie Colon, the great salsa band leader.
Correct.
Now, I'm wondering if you have any relationship to him.
I do not, but I have met him.
You guys don't get together for lunch when you're in town at the same time?
We did.
Quick, funny story. So people would DM him, and trying to get in touch with him, thinking it's me,
mm-hmm.
and vice versa. I would get a lot of people from like Columbia, like, oh, love your music, da da da. I still get it on my Instagram. And so he actually reached out to me because I was dealing with a knee issue, and he was dealing with a knee issue. And I was like, hey, man, is this really you? He's like, yes. We actually exchanged phone numbers. I got him to a doctor that I was dealing with to help him out with his knee situation. We actually met for dinner, and we met at a restaurant in Spanish Harlem. So when I showed up, the hostess was like, oh, Willie Colon's here. And so everybody from in the kitchen ran out. But I was standing there, and it was like, that's not Willie Colon. And they all ran back in. And then he showed up, and he's like, I'm Willie Colon. Everybody was like, yeah, funny. The real Willie Colon's already here. You stop lying. He was like, no, I'm Willie Colon. Until another chef from the back was like, no, that's the one we came to see. That's the one we're looking for. So it was good. He gave me he autographed a T-shirt from one of his concerts, and I autographed a jersey for him.
How about that?
And we swapped. And he was very nice, very good gentleman. It was
look
cool,
at that. So. You're in the know there, Dr. Joseph.
Yep. Oh, that's a great story.
Yes, it is. And thank you for the heads up on Dave Sims. You nailed that one, and you were ahead of everybody. So we do appreciate it.
I don't want to go back to that, but I got a lot of people pissed off. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Nope, you were right. That's all that matters. And
has she told you anything else we should know?
No, I just, you're so much bigger than the other Willie Colon that I was wondering if there was some relationship. That's all.
Nope, we're both there. We're just both Puerto Rican. That's it.
I'm sure there are a lot of Willie Colons in this world. Sure.
Just like Mike Smith's, probably just as many. You might be right. We do appreciate the call. Thank you, Dr. Joseph. So there you have it. Look at you knew the other Willie Colon.
I did. I met him. He's a good guy.
Did you?
I grew up listening to his music.
For real. So you were aware of him?
Yeah, my father's Puerto Rican, so I grew up listening to Hector Lavoe, Willie Colon, Celia Cruz. I grew up listening to Spanish music all my life, so I was very aware of who he was.
I was not.
Yeah.
I actually thought that call was a joke.
No.
I didn't realize that was a real call.
No, he's a story. Like, he's iconic. Like, he would, you know, like he's, for the Latin community, he's as big as it gets. Like, he's, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
So, all right, though, how come when they came out and saw you and then realized it wasn't him.
Right.
When he then came in, who were they looking for then?
I don't know who they were looking for. I don't know who they were looking for because he was kind of disguised. Like, he had, like, glasses. He was kind of covered up because I think he was used to that type of interaction.
Okay.
Until somebody was like, no, that's really him. And so I think that they were, when they saw me, it was like, they thought it was a joke or something.
So you played in the NFL, so I'm going to say, I think the answer is probably no. But most famous person you ever met?
Ooh.
Willie Colon?
Up there.
Like, would he be the Bruce Springsteen, the Bon Jovi of Latin music?
Sure. I think
so. That big?
Yeah, for sure. Wow. Yeah, he's up there. Yeah, 100%.
So then how would he not be the... Oh, unless you met, like, a president or something.
Yeah, like, I've met the president. I met Obama.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, because we won the Steelers, Super Bowl. Right. We went to the White House. Right. I've met Roy Jones Jr. That was cool. I've met the Big Show from WWE and Triple H. Those guys were cool. That's the only thing that comes. I'm pretty sure I've met more. That's the only people that come to mind right now.
Know what I wonder? Like, when Willie Colon goes to lunch with Willie Colon, who pays for that?
I paid for the dinner when we ate together.
Well, I think the person invites the person.
I had my family with me too. It wasn't just me and him. So like my godmother and
who's, but don't you agree if you invite someone, you're not expecting them to split it with you.
No,
if
you invite them. If you invite somebody, you do
expect that.
I just thought it'd be great if they both throw in a Willie Colon credit card and a person in the back is like, what is this?
Split it both ways.
Exactly. But I'm with you, Jeff. You do the invitation, you're the one paying.
I think so. I think you have to.
Yeah.
100%. And no, I'll do the tip thing.
What if I'm trying to get together with two friends and go, hey, we should all go to dinner on Saturday?
That's different. No, that's different.
That's different.
But if you invite me out today, come to Bradley Beach, there's a new restaurant, maybe you'd be interested. I would expect you to pay. If you invite
me. I was like,
well, this invitation's never going to happen.
How long are we working together? 2009, 16 years hasn't happened yet. I don't anticipate.
Really?
I'm not holding my breath.
Ow!
No. I haven't invited him either.
I'll see Jerry this weekend. California.
And somebody else is paying.
That is very true. Very good point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.